right now. We welcome in Holly Carlini, the Executive Director of the Prairie Arts Center here in North Platte. Holly, thanks for taking time for us again today.
Yes, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you back in the studio. First time we've had you joining us here in the 2021 calendar year. How'd the month of December wrap up at the Prairie Arts Center for you?
It wrapped up well. We ended with Festival of Trees and some pictures with Santa, a great exhibit. So, it was a different year, but it was good.
A lot of fun, it sounds like, over at the Prairie Arts Center throughout December. And Christmas was on full display, and that Christmas cheer was on full display as well.
Yeah, it absolutely was. We had a great time with all of the decorations, and a lot of people participated in that event. And our December gallery show just featured a lot of really great wintry landscapes and pictures like that. So, yeah, we all enjoyed it.
Now, looking here to the new calendar year, Holly, what do folks have to look forward to at the Prairie Arts Center?
Well, I'll talk about our gallery exhibit right now. We're really excited to have the Ted Long exhibit,
sure.
Sponsored by Sandhills Bank, Sandhills Private Banking. People have been asking for this exhibit again for a long time. These are all pieces that are from the Ted Long family home. We do have some pieces that are on display from Roger and Carol Walgren as well out of Gothenburg. But really, it's just a chance for everybody to see a great variety of Ted Long works and just really take in the beauty of that.
Can you tell us about the work specifically? What can folks see? What's the artwork like?
Yeah, for those of you that don't know Ted Long, he was a native North Platte. They owned a ranch that was northwest of North Platte, and he had a studio there, which was a very old log cabin that was moved onto that property. And so there he really just focused on the Old West. He really studied our history in this area, and really he was known as one of the best Western artists in the country. So a lot of oils, bronzes, there's some sketches, some watercolors, but it really just highlights the history of our area, Native Americans, the living on the land, the animals, the landscape. So it's a really great show.
I'm a sucker for the landscape personally, and I think there's a lot of folks in the area that probably are.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I mean, you can really see when you're looking at his pieces, just the depth, the richness of it, just such great, great detail. So really has a beautiful sky and sunset, and Ted Long was not trained. He was self-taught. So when you look at some of those pieces and just see what he was able to capture just on his own with no training, it's really something special.
Extremely inspirational, too, especially for folks out there that have that fascination with art but maybe aren't trained themselves.
Yeah, that's right. It's really inspiring for anybody of all age to come in and look at what Ted was able to accomplish in his life. And we've been really busy this month. A lot of people have really taken the time. People in this area really have a connection with the land.
Sure.
And with his ranching background and just this area. So, yeah, it's been really busy, and we've really been happy to be able to share it.
Well, with something like this, too, you can pull in a wide variety of individuals. The demographic with this Ted Long display sounds like it's for pretty much everybody. There's something that everybody's going to enjoy with this.
Yeah, that's right. For people who like sculpture, there's all sorts of sizes of bronzes in there, maybe some that people haven't seen before. There are some oils in there that are new to the public. When I was at the Long family home, the daughters had discovered some pieces that were in storage. That
some hidden gems?
Yeah, some hidden gems. And you can really tell the difference maybe as his career, as maybe he was a little bit earlier in his career to mm-hmm. later. So that's kind of fun to see that, where these pieces have not been in a gallery setting before. And so they just were gracious enough and kind enough to share those with us. Some of those pieces will end up moving up to our third floor into the Ted Long Legacy Room as well.
Awesome, awesome. How long will the Ted Long exhibit be available for the public to view, Holly?
It will be there through the month of January.
Okay.
And again, we're a nonprofit, so we're free to the public. Anybody can come in Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 4. Saturday we do have shortened hours now, so I should touch on that. We're just 11 to 2. But,
okay.
You can come in anytime, view the exhibit, and then pop on up to the third floor and look at the room, which is, it's kind of like a smaller studio of his.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to add this morning, Holly?
I think that's it. Just come by and see us.
And for folks that are concerned about the coronavirus, obviously there's plenty of room for social distancing at the Prairie.
Absolutely.
Obviously, increased sanitation, increased social distancing being practiced over the Prairie Arts Center like we've talked about before.
Oh, yep. Absolutely.
Holly, we appreciate the time. Look forward to seeing you more here in the 2021 calendar year.
Thank you.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning after a quick break here on Husker Radio's KODY.